Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 4, Retribution.
Previously on The Cleansed.
I don't want Borton. I don't want Corinth either. I want something of my own.
You do not make up the rules! I am the wolf! I make up the rules!
You came here as slaves, and now I release you as free men!
Destroyed? Destroyed by what?
Commandant.
Yes, sir.
I'm sending Zeke down there. Make sure he has everything he needs. Guns, missiles, get him a pilot, and two pilots. This man, whatever he's done, I want him to atone to me, face to face. Do you understand?
I do. I am not to touch him.
I didn't say not to touch him. I said, don't kill him.
Do you hear me? If any of you want to live, you get ready to fight now.
We ride now for the tribe! Fire!
And now, retribution. Zeke's helicopter en route to the renegade Kubrick.
When we fly over, I want you to be trained with the sniper rifle, understand?
Yes, sir.
I'll be on the big gun. It has armor-piercing rounds in it, yes?
Yes, but excuse me, sir, it won't do much damage against the destroyer.
I just want the capability to take Kubrick down from the air, if it comes to that.
Understood.
How much farther?
I'm afraid I don't understand, sir. We should be there now. We're coming over the last reported coordinates.
Of the destroyer, Damascus?
Yes, when Kubrick took Saul's sat call, it reported this location. But now the radar's coming up empty. There still should be something, if not... Hold a minute.
What?
I might have something. Let me dip down out of this fog. Hold on!
The helicopter ducks out of the fog, revealing a clear view of a rocky coast, a torched lighthouse, and a sea of wreckage from the USS Damascus.
Holy shit!
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
Believe it! There it is!
Saul said they might have blown up the destroyer, but... Well, how?
How is obvious. They detonated all of their remaining payload. It was enough to blow the top off the deck and leave the hull like a rotten husk.
I don't understand. All that power to just waste it. I don't...
Do you know this Kubrick?
No, sir.
You can speak plainly to me. I'm not Saul.
Well, a little. We served together years ago.
And?
And what?
Is he the kind of soldier that would, go rogue?
I can't say, sir.
Tell me what you would do.
Pardon, sir?
Tell me what you would do in his position.
Obey the wolf, sir.
Idiot! Stop lying to me or I'll cut out your tongue. Tell me. Tell me what you would do if you were like Kubrick, with a long, long leash, and all these men and all this power. Would you go back? Would you obey?
I would not destroy the ship, sir.
But why? What would be his motivation? I'm looking for answers.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
Yes, soldier.
These men have been on a boat for 15 years now. It drives them crazy. I mean, I know you, Saul, you've done everything possible to treat us well, but you don't know what it's like for the ordinary soldier. Everything we know has been turned on its head. And then you've got the isolation, being aboard a boat, far away from everything. It does things to a man's mind.
And?
Suppose Kubrick wanted to motivate his men to do something different. To be forced to follow him and disobey the wolf. The easiest way to ensure that was to destroy everything they know.
The boat?
Yes. Put them completely into his mercy, his direction.
I see.
Hypothetically, sir.
Hypothetically. But say.
Yes?
Hypothetically, what would he want up here in the ass end of nowhere? What would be so valuable that you would throw everything away that you know?
I don't know, sir.
Don't be stupid.
I
When we first overthrew the Republic scum, truly, you don't remember.
I was fighting in the streets that day.
There was a place that Prophet was trying to hide. A place called the Refuge. Quite a nice little place to hide. It had walls, guns, solar panels, people who, with a bit of persuasion, could grow your food for you. Not a bad place if you wanted to be a king.
I don't follow you, sir.
It's obvious. Kubrick was sick of being a general in the Emperor's great army. Now he wants to be king of his own pathetic kingdom. Well, time to waste it away. Pilot, you need to bring us there.
To what? This refuge?
Yes, how do we find it?
Not going to be a problem. Look, they clearly kept some of their tanks and APCs around. We'll be able to follow their tracks. But now we're in a different scenario, Zeke. We're almost certainly going into a combat engagement. We can expect them to have anti-aircraft guns, and possibly missiles.
Saul told me you were the best.
I am.
And so is my sniper, is that true?
Yes, sir!
Good. Then it is no issue. We will shred his band of traitors to nothing. Fly north!
Kubrick's encampment southeast of the refuge. The military force vastly outnumbers the refuge's meager defenses, but Kubrick has bade his time. Cold is setting in, and the men are restless.
Sir, can we talk?
We seem to be talking now, Lieutenant.
The men are getting restless. They don't understand why our superior force, 3 tanks, 150 men, are being held back by a bunch of riffraff armed with a single 50 cal.
Is that right? The men understand our strategic position better than I do.
You have led us down a dangerous path, Kubrick. And some are wondering... No.
Say it.
They are questioning the chain of command.
Good! They would be fools, were they not?
As the lieutenant eyes Kubrick, there is an impossible sound. That of an approaching helicopter.
Took them longer than I thought!
Sir, that's a helicopter.
And now you understand. We need to tie things up with Saul before we can finish our work here. Take the men behind the barricade and follow my orders. You have the megaphone ready.
Yes, sir. Here. The battery was just charged.
Hi, Wolf! Good morning!
What the hell is he doing?
Give me the microphone.
It's the end, Kubrick!
Can you come to bark or to bite?
The wolf tires of your little game.
Shoot yourself!
Fire!
Jesus!
You idiot! You let him hit us!
We're losing fuel pressure!
You want me to take him down?
No! No, not yet! You move!
What?
Give me the chain gun!
Sir!
Now!
Fire back! Fire back!
It's fierce!
Take it down!
Waiting can be as bad as death. We fought off the single armored carrier on the first day. And then the day after, we saw 3 tanks drive up the hill. And then, just park. We knew we were done. At any minute, they would just drive over our fences and call the refuge their own. But they didn't. They waited. The dread got under his skin like damp cold in early March. And then we understood. A helicopter came on the third day, started firing on the tanks. I didn't know why they were fighting each other, but I sure knew it was our only chance.
Inside the refuge, morning.
Jonas! Jonas, what the hell is going on?
There's a helicopter. Heavy gunfire. Sounds like they're under attack.
The soldier guys? By whom?
I don't know. Who else has helicopters?
You mean... they're attacking themselves?
Don't know what to tell you, David.
This is our move.
What?
There's something I gotta do. Jonas, help me wheel the 50 cal downstairs.
What are you talking about, David?
We're gonna mount it on the back of our pickup. It can handle the load. Then we're gonna take those fuckers down.
David, are you crazy? There's a helicopter, tanks.
Look, Dennis and some others can help you move it. I'll refuel the truck and I'll get it around. We're gonna punch them in the guts while they're distracted, okay?
David, please!
Oh, for God's sakes, Jonas, do it!
Captain Zeke, we need to ground this aircraft.
I will not let him win.
It's not about winning. It's about us staying alive. I promised Saul.
Promised Saul you would take Kubrick. We will take him.
Zeke, please.
Fight, idiot.
He's coming around again.
He's tenacious. I'll give him that.
Our line won't hold. The chain gun is tearing through us.
Don't give him the pleasure of victory. Take it down.
I miss Moby, but this old thing will get us there, too.
David, this is not our fight.
Well, it never was.
All right, everyone, heave ho!
Hey, Dennis, are you in? I need a driver.
You got it. We picking up Chad?
If he shows himself. We're gonna pass by the woods, strafe their line, see if we can poke some holes in their tanks before doubling back here. You know, the truck is loaded with all the landmines they wouldn't let Chad put up before.
Right.
If we can hold down cover, we'll put down now.
All right, well,
any up!
David, hey!
Yeah, Jonas!
Take care of yourself, you one brave son of a bitch.
Thanks, Jonas. You take care of yourself, too. Hold down the fort.
Will do.
All right, Dennis, let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
This wasn't the first time I'd charged headstrong into a firefight. And I'd like to think I learned a little bit, though. This wasn't about me or my rage. It was about loyalty this time.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yee-haw!
Hey, Chad!
Over there!
You're clear! Come on over, man.
Get up there. Hey, nice work the other day. You and your merry men ready to go home?
I think the woods still needs watchers, don't you? Who are the two locked in combat?
Don't know, don't care. All that matters is that they're distracted, which means we can get in close with a 50 cal.
So you intend to rout them? Two guys in a truck against 100 or more?
That's what I'm thinking. So, you in or not?
As the Cherokee said, it is a good day to die!
Yeah! That's my man. Hey, Dennis, you want off this boat?
No way! I'll keep your gun loaded, David. You keep your aim true.
Done deal. Hey, Dennis, let's roll!
Do it!
This is real this time, Zeke. This is our last pass. Then we need to land.
Then we need to do something different.
What, sir?
Why did he come all this way? Not to punish these people, not to teach them things. He is here because he wants this. How do we truly harm him? Destroy that which he wants.
The village, sir? You want it destroyed?
Ready the Hellfire missiles. Raise the compound to the ground.
Readying missiles.
With no food, they will follow us. Everyone will follow us.
Missiles ready, at your command.
Fire!
Look, there's no one even looking at us.
Whatever you do, don't backtrack this direction. I'm chucking landmines every 100 feet or so.
You got it.
What do you got for targets, David?
Yeah, they got three land vehicles. If I turn those into Swiss cheese, then we're down to land troops. In which case, we can defend the refuge to Kingdom Come.
You think they have any other tricks up their sleeve?
Not that they've shown us yet.
Hey, guys. Helicopter's wheeling around!
Oh, right!
They're firing missiles!
No! No! No!
Shit! Get down!
They just bombed the refuge. Do we abort?
Hell no! Keep moving! Keep
wheeling
moving!
Wheeling around and wheeling around.
Dennis!
We'll fucking make them pay. Eat that! Eat that!
David! Enemy at 11 o'clock!
Hold it!
Grenade! Down!
Oh, Christ! Everyone! Everyone run!
Yeah, we hit the target!
That's it, we're going down! I want to see him! I want to see the look on his face!
We're going down!
Men, regroup! We move on the helicopter! We can take him as a captive and move on!
That's not going to happen, Kubrick.
Lieutenant! Find your spy.
The squad leader's too, Kubrick. We're tired of this.
I offer you freedom.
You offer us a new kind of slavery.
And you think what they have planned for you is better?
We're going to stand with the winning side.
I see.
Who's alive?
Robinson's here. Lost my sniper rifle in the crash, but I grabbed an M4.
How about the pilot? Pilot? Well, so be it then. Just another number among the weak. Kubrick, where is your promised land now? Come on! You were so good at shouting. Tell me where you are now!
He's over here!
Oh, such a sight.
All this and you're just a boy. What? Has Saul run out of grown men?
Quiet, worm!
Do your worst. You've taken it all already.
I'll hold him down.
Just tell me.
How much pleasure does it give you, really, being under Saul's thumb?
This will hurt.
You're just another slave!
And what does he promise you, cotton candy?
You will suffer for this.
You can't hurt me! After what I've seen, I'm already in hell.
Saul asked me to bring your head still attached to your neck, sadly. But he never said you had to look pretty.
Come on! Is that all you've got? Is that all you've got?
Excuse me, sir.
Who are you?
The lieutenant, sir.
He's not moving.
So?
You said you wanted him alive. I do. What was your role in all this?
I told him not to do it. I warned him that we were crossing Master Saul.
And the boat? Did you really destroy it?
Yes. Kubrick. It was Kubrick's doing. He forced us to blow it up.
Who?
Who, sir?
Who? Who set the bombs? Who pulled the trigger?
Well, they were under orders.
Are you saying it was you?
No, it was Wallace.
Wallace. And?
Pearson?
Pearson. Any others?
No, sir. That is all.
I see. Well? I would have all you treasonous whelps gunned down, except I have need of you. Find Kubrick. He stays with me. Keep 4 guards on him at all times.
Understood, sir.
Good afternoon, soldiers. I am sure you know why I'm here and why your numbers are fewer. You got it all in your heads that just because you were way up here, Saul was not watching you. But he is. He always is. Who am I, you ask? I am his clenched fist. I crush. But a clenched fist may open to an outstretched hand. You have seen who has been punished. I had in mind that same punishment for all of you, but the wolf is not without mercy. The wolf thinks. Maybe you men wandered off the righteous path. Maybe all you need is a little more supervision. So, soldiers, I propose a second chance. You are going to serve me now. As you see, my ride back to Corinth has encountered some difficulties. We are going to march there now. All of us. All of us and whoever we can find living in this charming little hamlet. Take all the people still alive and capable of walking. Bring them to me. And everything else, everyone else, is yours. Make them regret ever hearing our names. Is that clear?
Yes, sir!
All hail Alpha Zeke!
What a wall!
Hey, you come with us.
I won't!
Oh, yeah?
There's a whole room of beer!
Beer!
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. Ugh, my mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
David, are you all right?
What?
I said, David, are you all right?
Fine, sorry. Look, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. What happened?
I saw a rocket-propelled grenade, so I dove on you.
What happened to the truck?
It's gone.
And what about... Oh, shit! The missile!
David, no!
No!
Don't look!
No! 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 They destroyed it! The kitchen, the community hall! They're headed there now! They're looting!
They will get their retribution.
Right about now.
David, listen to me. I know this is your home. It is my home, too. You think my blood does not boil at the sight of these monsters? You think I do not long to cut throats and howl for the loss of Caitlin? I have brothers and sisters standing behind those burning gates, but we must live to fight another day.
I called our children, Chad. They told me, well, Sam's gone too.
Oh. So we're both widowers, without a home.
Yeah.
But our children live? Mark, Maria, Luke?
Yeah.
And there's one blessing on this accursed day.
Blessings? You speak of blessings?
Sometimes we are powerless against the force of the Creator.
Creator? Some joker thought this all up, you think? No, I think humans screwed up whatever master plan there was a long time ago.
We agree there, but please, stay down. Don't throw yourself in the pyre for no reason.
Fine. What do you think we should do?
Retreat. Die another day. Back. There, look, it's a few hundred yards. I think we can...
All right.
Stop right there. You're not getting back to the woods.
We're not...
I don't lie. I recognize you.
You led the band of horsemen. You killed one of my sergeants.
You killed my wife!
You've got more spirit than most of them. What were you thinking you could do? Run back to the woods? Good luck. We found all your men hiding by some birch tree. We shot them. Blew that tree up too with a pound of C4. It was fun to watch.
I will kill you!
Good luck with that.
What do we have here?
A sad piece of shit.
Were you trying to escape? Speak when spoken to. I say!
Run! You shit!
Ren can!
No!
Ren did it!
Get off, Master Z!
Stop! Stop! I want him to suffer! I want to watch him die slowly!
I hit him once, sir, in the chest. He should live.
Good. He marches, like us. Find a tree, make him drag it behind him. Make him feel the burden of leadership. Because you are the leader, aren't you? The king of this sorry place? I can read it in your face. You harbored John. You know, you look a lot like him too, which is really too bad for you. I don't like John Prophet, not one bit.
The streets of Corinth, the first snowfall. But instead of dreams of ice skating in Central Park or shopping on Fifth Avenue, the citizens dream of a solid meal eaten without fear of a bloody end.
Angels, the time of my second coming is tonight. Tonight, the heavens pour down white snow, the signature of my innocence. Tonight you will see that snow coated red in the blood of unbelievers. The pendulum is starting to swing now. Do you hear it? The pendulum is swinging from the time of darkness and despair to the time of hope. The night of rebirth, the coming of the lamb, the falling of the wolf.
Anyone caught listening to the rubbish from the so-called believers will be dealt with immediately.
The wolf, who has done nothing but torture you and punish you and makes promises of a greater day. But what greater day has come? What have you seen except more bloodshed and privation? I wish I could tell you that the bloodshed was over, but it is not. The blood that has fallen so far is just the first drops of a great cleansing rain that will wash away the sins of this wretched city. The streets will turn to blood, children. But fear not, for in that time, in 20 days, your Christ shall come again forever.
Jesus! 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 Jesus!
The Citadel, Brig.
Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus! Well, that's all the television we get for tonight. Don't worry, there will be other entertainment. I don't worry about him, Paul. The disturbance in Sector 14, those sewer people who are running around causing mischief, that's a bit more annoying. I thought I'd wipe them clean. Now they think it's fun to barricade themselves behind tires and light Molotov cocktails. I don't know what's gotten into them. They don't seem to believe in either me or Paul. Would you believe that? Still, no sense in crushing them. Let Rome burn a little. I love watching a nice fire. So, you. What's it gonna take, I will break you. I have all the time in the world to break you. Out there, why? Out there, things are getting quite messy. There'll be so much to witness in the weeks ahead. My wolves get to gnash their teeth. The angels will weep. And what, oh, what will be left of this pathetic city and all these nasty, squealing little piggies who live inside.
What do you think?
What's that?
I couldn't hear you. You see, my friend, I think you understand what is coming. I think you always knew. Forgive me for not believing in your visions. No matter what happened in the depot, we're still human. You and me and Paul, but that's not how other people see us. They see us as more than that. They see us as gods and devils, angels and demons. Humans, with their puny little minds trying to make sense of what they can't understand. And so they invent a story. The story makes things easier, but what they were trying to understand is just as complicated as it ever was, isn't it? Call me a devil, call you a hero. We're the same inside, John.
No.
Yes! Yes, I think I am breaking through to you. You and me, we're cut from the same hunk of flesh. You put on a veneer of righteousness, but in the end, you want the same thing as I do. Power. You want to call the shots, and to do so, those who disagree with you must die. You're just like me.
No.
What are you then?
Just a soldier. Trying to make things right.
You crack me up. You're a regular G.I. Joe. Hey, that's fine. We'll keep playing this game. As I said, all we have is time. I'm afraid that means there'll be a little bit more pain. I'm trying to remind you that you lost. I understand you want to be righteous. I understand you want to believe in your own mythology. I understand you think this is all one big fairy tale. But forget all that. You have lost. To the victor goes the spoils. Did I tell you, John, we found the coordinates of the depot? We're keeping an eye on it, just in case you have someone making a move for the Nova weapon. With a bit of luck, we can get them to bring it right to me.
No.
Yes.
Saul! Master Saul!
What is it? Can't you see that I'm busy?
It's Zeke Saul.
Yes?
His helicopter was shot down.
I see. And?
And I thought you'd want to know.
And what happened to Kubrick?
I didn't ask, sir.
Why don't you stop bothering me until you know what's going on?
Sir?
I said go!
Yes, sir.
Goodbye!
Zeke.
Don't say his name, John. He's my ward now.
No.
You're much too talkative this afternoon, John.
The Citadel Bridge.
Attention!
At ease, Commander.
Master Saul, sir, you said it. Sorry, I thought that you were
gonna... Stupid, blathering idiot. When do we admit weakness to our enemies?
Sir, I didn't.
Wrong answer!
Would anyone else like to hazard a guess as to why I am upset?
Sir, he briefed you in front of the prisoner.
Yes! Yes! Yes, yes, yes! The little seaman knows why I'm angry. Now, how come none of you did? It was a rhetorical question, of course. Now, someone needs to tell me what happened up there. Lieutenant?
We were tracking Zeke's helicopter on radar up until the last hour. He started at the coast, the last known whereabouts of the warship, then headed inland.
Where?
We don't know, sir, but we speculate it was around where the pilot was dispatched during, prior to the righteous rise to power.
You mean the refuge where John Prophet was rumored to have gone, where Richard dispatched the pilot all that a long time ago? Yes, that pilot had orders to burn the place to the ground. Sadly, it didn't work out.
Yes, that's right.
And now he's not there anymore.
Yes.
Indicating that someone or something caused the helicopter to cease to be.
Yes.
You are just so damn brilliant. So, how is the rescue team doing?
Excuse me, sir?
I assume you heard me when I said give Zeke all the resources he needed to deal with Kubrick.
Well, I did, sir.
Ah! Well, the seaman heard about it, so surely you did too, Lieutenant?
Yes, of course, sir.
So when you saw that Zeke was in trouble, you dispatched another helicopter or two to support him?
No, sir.
No! No, 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 no! Why is it that no one here seems to be able to think through simple situations?
Sir, you don't understand. Our resources are limited.
Limited by what? Your puny pea-sized brain?
Sir, it took 200 gallons of diesel fuel to load up the first helicopter. We've been burning 50 a day on the routine patrols of the city, and another 50 with the armed guard caravans. We only have a 500-gallon capacity, and we can only produce 25 per day with the current...
Get Zeke help now. Make it happen!
Yes, of course, sir.
You need to conserve fuel from the patrols? Fine. What is Paul going to do? Get all the vehicles back here, make more fuel, and get that boy back home.
Yes, sir.
Why are you looking at me that way?
There is one more thing we were discussing, sir. The commander and I, just before your appearance.
Yes?
The airspace you had us monitor between Black Palm Mountain and Borderton?
Yes?
Detected an aircraft, very light, fast, barely registered on radar. It just left radar coverage in a hollow in the mountains.
I see. Good. Things are progressing.
Should we intercept?
What do you think?
We'll dispatch an aircraft immediately to recover Zeke and assign him top priority in following and/or striking down the aircraft near Black Palm Mountain.
See? Now you're thinking.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Good. But before that, someone clean up this mess.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.